This episode was a video podcast, and it has been edited from its original version to fit the audio platform. Please visit us at awakenthehealing.com to view the entire episode. Enjoy.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
You might have heard this term before, energy healing. What is energy healing? It's helping millions of people, potentially every single day, move their life forward, pass through some traumas and things that are holding them back from moving their life forward. We're going to dig deeper into that today, and she does a lot of that, including intuitive healing. Trinace Talbert joins us, and she's the owner at Awaken the Healing. Trinace, great to have you back on. How are you?
Wonderful, Steve. So good to be with you again.
Yeah, great to be with you. And I'm looking forward to spreading the word with you about this thing called energy healing, because all I can say, and this is before we met, I wish I knew what that was and how powerful it is. And I'm skeptical like everybody else. Yeah, all right. So this chakra Reiki thing and you know, all that stuff going on, foo-foo stuff. That's what I used to say. Now that I've, and I'm sure every, a lot of people say that, now that I figured out what it is and how it can be so powerful in moving your life forward, whoa, game changer. We're talking, it could be 45 minutes of a session with somebody like you, Trinace. That could be a game changer. So when we talk about energy healing, how does that translate to what you offer to help people heal from something like a trauma in the past, or let's say they're going through, grief, divorce, relationship issue, whatever it might be?
Well, Steve, I use my own energy. So I use intuitive healing. I don't use Reiki. Reiki's wonderful as well, but I never felt the need to learn Reiki because I was guided through my own spiritual guidance of how to start working on people. And I just listened and did. I was about 19, 20 years old when I started just listening and doing what I was being guided to do. And I would just do it. And then people say, how did you do that? How did the pain go away? I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew it made them feel better. But as time went on, I began to study even more and find out exactly what it is that I was tapping into. And then like you, I never believed any of that stuff. I was never exposed to any of it. And I grew up in a very spiritual, religious background. And that was all the devil, you know, where I came from. So I just said, well, you know, I don't believe the devil makes you feel better. So I just continued to go into it. And I just began to learn so much more about it. And it was so much more than, you know, like I said, what we have been taught. It's so much more than that. It's very ancient. I mean, it is just really the beginning of healing.
It's almost crazy in 2022 that more people don't know about it. And that's why we're talking about it here today. But it's been around for centuries. I remember being in high school, operating the camera at a cable TV station as an intern. And some lady was doing some kind of energy thing with Reiki or whatever. And I'm like, can I go home now? And right. I didn't realize it. And I was also involved in the metaphysical project, a pretty big one back in 2010, right around there, 09, 10. I heard all these terms about energy healing and Reiki and chakras and everything within. And I kind of got it, but I didn't really dig deep enough into it. Shame on me, because I wish I would have known, you know, than what I know now. When you talk about intuitive healing, Trinace, how does that work? Are you getting somebody's energy? Are you feeling something from them and that's how you heal them?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all of it. Well, early, like I said, we talked about this before in one of our previous interviews. I've always had the ability to feel people and sense things. So I didn't know it was an ability because it just was always there, right? But it was when I got into my early 20s that I started using this to help people because I was able to tell them the things I was feeling from them. And of course, they were shocked that I could feel all those things because they thought, wow, I've only thought of this. I haven't discussed it with anyone. How did you know that? But it really started like that, Steve. Mm. And then every now and then you get a person who they have something, they twist their ankle, they fell down, their ankle, you know, older people, their hip hurts, whatever. And then I would just listen. And when it's real extreme pain, I will put my hands on them. But outside of that, I feel the aura, I feel the energy around the body. And I started becoming aware of the hot spots, the cold spots, the thick spots. There's so much energy moving around the body, and you feel the tingling, the prickling, you feel all kinds of stuff when you really take the time to close your eyes and allow your hands to let you feel what is there. And for some, it may take a little more time, of course, because they've been so used to not using their own body's energy to feel the other people's energy. But once you do, you'd be really surprised at what you pick up in someone else's energy.
Well, I know it can be done virtually, so I'm only going to say this to you, Trinace. Yeah. I give you full responsibility if you want to tap into my energy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
If there's anything flying out there, I have no secrets. I'm fully transparent. You can say whatever you want and I'll confirm or deny if I need to, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Well, definitely. As soon as you said that, your heart poked out at me. And it feels like something heavy on your mind. Feel it into your energy. Are you a runner? Do you run?
I used to a lot, and I need to get back to that.
Okay. I'm feeling stress in your neck, in the back of your neck, and if some tension in just the shoulder area, not very tense, but a little bit. And the stress coming through the back is because you haven't been stretching. You need to run. I'm feeling running helps your mind. Running helps you think. When you run, you think. And it lets you release things that are kind of like stuck. You feel stuck sometimes. You really think too much. You can overthink things. And when you get to overthinking things, then you get stuck because you don't know which way to go. It's almost like you feel like, okay, so what do I do now? I just thought about everything I could, and then you don't know which one to do. So you overthink. So the running helps you to clear the mind. It's almost like I see water flowing over you. So I don't know if you're a water sign or not. What is your birth sign? What is your sun sign? You don't know?
This girl is good over here. Wow. Okay. So the neck thing, 100%. And you can't look at me and say, you know, hey, his neck is tense. I'm not going like this. I actually went for a massage a couple of days ago because of just what you said. And every once in a while, I feel just like tension. And just, I think it kind of overtakes me. So because there's too much going on. Yeah. And with the water thing, I'm a Virgo. I don't even know what sign that is.
Virgo is Earth.
It's Earth. However, now wait for it.
Okay.
My Zen spot is kayaking. And so when you said water, I'm like, and
yeah.
I haven't caught maybe twice this summer. Recently had on my Jeep a brake issue, finally got it fixed, and I'm probably going, and it's been raining here, so for a sunny day in a while. So that is on my radar to hit the water. So everything you're saying, I'm not agreeing with you just because we're here doing this. Spot.
Oh. Because I couldn't have begun to look at your face and know that I was hitting anything because you had this straight stone face. Like I'm not giving anything.
I'm not giving you anything until you're done. I want more. Give me more. That was like wild.
Wow.
Yeah. In closing, anything else you got floating out there before we move on?
Well, I want you to run, Steve. I want you to get back. And they're saying, watch your knees though, because you haven't been stretching and you haven't been strengthening your knees. So don't run on the hard cement. They're saying, make sure you run on the soft surface because you may injure your knees because you haven't been, you know, strengthening those joints. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water too. Get a little bit of sea salt because you need those minerals to add to that bounce you need in those knees.
This is crazy. Okay. So I am mindful of that. I have one knee that's a little every once in a while. You got to hit it the right way in running or whatever, getting out of bed. Wow. And I wish I could take the camera and put it on the screen, because if you look right here, I have a screen open for Amazon and I'm ordering mineral replacements for water.
Stop, Steve.
Wait. This is it's right here. It's right over here. This is it. Electrolyte hydration mix to put. No. Somebody told me about that, to add that to water to replace those minerals, because I heard it was important. And yes. You know, to help you, you know, it's got some flavor and it's healthy. So ding, 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 winner.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's wild. Okay.
I love it.
And we move on. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, and you can't see my screen, you know.
No. Like,
wow.
I thought you were looking at the wall all that time.
No. And it's like, like it's literally open and ready to order. But just what you said, to make sure you hydrate enough, but also, you know, electrolyte replacement, minerals, things like that. So, yeah. I don't even know how to pick up from that, but that's how it's done. And that's just the starting point. This is the stuff you can't plan. This is live, you know, just like,
no, he just put me on the spot completely.
And I didn't mean to do that. I said, if you got something, I'm open to it. And as I understand it, with any intuitive healing, any energy healing, you have to open yourself up to receive it. You can't just walk down the street and tap into somebody's aura, energy, or anything like that. Right?
Yeah. Well, I can, but I don't want to. That's the thing.
I guess it might be a little invasive if you did.
It is invasive, but I really don't try to do that. But sometimes, like you say, you can walk past somebody and just jumps all over you. You know, what's going on with them. And yeah, that can be very unwelcome, but it happens. It happens. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also...
And it means that I'm supposed to, you know, go grab that person and talk to them. But, you know, it's not always like convenient to do that.
Right.
So, yeah, just pray for them if I can't.
I've heard it's called broadcast messages, and not broadcast in the traditional sense, but we're broadcasting messages based on our energy. And, you know, if you're...
This is what we're talking about, Steve. What are we talking about? Energy healing.
Yeah.
This is in your aura. You don't keep anything inside of you. It's all around you. It's all around you. So if someone comes near you or even thinks of you, I can just think of you and I could pick up your energy. Just thinking of you. Like you said, distance healing. I work on people who are across the world or around the world. All I have to do is think of them, say their name in my head, and I begin to pick up their energy. Now, like you said, if someone is closed off and they don't want you to, they can make it very difficult, even though they may be asking for help. Doesn't mean they're always open, because like you say, if they have secrets, they're afraid you're going to pick up something they don't really want, you know, you to know, they can have walls up, and then makes it much more difficult for you to help them. And that's in those situations I tell people when I'm picking that up and I say, hey, I need you to take some deep breaths and release and let go and trust me. I'm here to help you.
Wow. Yeah. It's pretty powerful stuff. And there's a testament to what energy does, that it's out there and that it can be transmitted and you can be helped or made aware of certain things. And, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be jogging tomorrow morning. I'm not kidding. As you were saying it, I was like, yeah, I'm going to, because it was raining really bad. And I haven't even hit the streets in a while. Usually I just go to the gym, you know, on the treadmill for whatever period of time and then do a workout.
That's not good for you, Steve.
It's not.
You need sun and you need nature. You, even though if that's all you can do, of course, you know, we live in the north, so it may get a little chilly or, you know, bad weather, but you are rejuvenated by nature. And that's why you like the kayaking, because in the water, I see water pouring all over you. So this is where you get restored. You get restored with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That's my thing.
You have a lot of healing, heart healing, some grief that you haven't let go of. So that water is there to heal your emotional body as well. But you've got a lot of love around you. You've got some serious people that are right there. They love you so much. There's so much love around you. So just know whatever grief you are, you know, whatever you're feeling of loss, and it, you know, I don't want to get real specific, we're out on the international, you know, whatever radio, but I want you to know that they're there with you and that they love you. There's so much love around you right now. They're just embracing you and telling you it's all going to be good. You're good. You have a very beautiful heart.
She's good. Yeah. I mean, we can go into detail, but I don't think we need to.
No, we don't.
Because you're accurate. So when you work with somebody, this is the whole process where you connect with people and you read their energy. And is it more that you make them aware or you get signals or you get insight to tell them what they should be doing?
I don't know. I don't know, Steve. I just, whatever comes to me, then I just start to share that.
Just like whatever is in you, it just pours out of you.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
where are you getting it from? Where are you getting it from?
Pardon me?
Where are you getting it from?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. It's just, I feel like I connect with people very easily. And I've always had that since I was a child. It used to scare my mother to death because she couldn't keep any secrets from me. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Do you think it comes from the other side? Do you think that, you know, or do you feel that there are spirits or guides around you or all of us that give you that info, or you don't know?
I feel like it's you. I feel like I'm connecting to you, your energy, your heart. And for some reason, when they gave me, you know, a list of names of people that I could work with you stood out to me. And I said, I want to work with him. I want to work with Steve. So, yeah, I felt it then.
Wow.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like you're connecting with me.
Absolutely.
And I don't feel that you're getting messages from anywhere, except it's a direct pull. Like,
absolutely.
That's what I'm feeling. And I know, you know, that I've worked with some of the best psychic mediums on the planet, and they are spot on. I'm a skeptic, but I've witnessed it and watched it, and it's the real deal. And I do know that there's energy from the other side that give them signs and signals.
Right.
I don't feel that's happening with you. I feel it's a direct connection here, even though it's, you know, over Zoom, over, you know, a couple of thousand miles, but there's the evidence that it can be done. And, you know, I'll take it with me to the end, what she just said, and we never talked about it. Spot on. Even the last part where you started going there, but you decided not to go there. Right on the money. Right on the money. Crazy stuff. Wow. Tell me about the classes. We talked about that briefly before, but are these master classes?
Oh, wow. That would be an honor to me to say I'm teaching a master class, but I haven't named them that. They're called Natural Healing Holistic Living Classes. And the reason why I gave them that name is because people need to know more about how to tap into natural healing. So we go through a gamut of things, and we talked about that, all different subjects we talk about for natural healing. And holistic living is just teaching people how to put that, you know, into practice in their life. What good is it to learn these amazing things and then not use them to benefit yourself? So it's about holistic living. It's about bringing the information you're learning in those natural healing classes into your life so that you can benefit yourself immediately. And then those that you love, people that come to you, you know, we're all here to help each other. And that's what we need to learn how to do. But it helps to know more. The more you know, the more you can help people. And that's what the classes are there for.
Love it. And that's what we're doing even here today in these few minutes. I'm learning how you do what you do because I had no idea. You know, I really thought that there are guides around you that I figured you might say that. But until I experience it, not feeling that direct connection. And you have a book out too. What's the book entitled?
Doors of Light, The Awakening Has Begun. Yes. And it can be purchased as an ebook on my website at this time. I am working on my audiobook and eventually to reprint it once again. But I suggest people get it as an ebook and print it off and have it next to their bed because it will help you. It's an amazing book. And every time I read it, I'm just in shock, really, because it was all really channeled for me. And to see it continue to expand as we go on in time. I just see it. It was so prophetic when I wrote it. And it's like we're living it now. It's crazy.
How do you mean pathetic?
Prophetic.
Oh, prophetic. I thought you said pathetic. I'm like, what? Why would you even say that?
No,
it was profound, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
It's I love what you said that it was almost it was channeled. Like you needed to put this to, you know, a cliche to paper, but to screen.
Yeah.
To get it out there and to help others. What would I if I'm reading that book right now, gonna go home and read it tonight. Mm. What would I take away from it?
I think chapter 8 would be good for you. And that is some people are bridges. Some people are bridges. That's that chapter title. And because you have such a big heart, Steve, when you connect with people, you truly love them. You truly give. You are the type of person who would give the shirt off your back. And I mean, people I do not know, Steve. We've had a couple of talks, 30 minutes long, but I'm picking up your heart. So totally, you are like an amazing person and anybody would be so, so blessed to have you as a friend or, you know, as a life companion. And sometimes people don't respond the way that you thought they would, or they just don't appreciate you. And that happens to all of us. But you could really benefit from chapter 8 because it shows you how people come in your life for different reasons.
And I was just going to say that.
Yeah, we get it mixed up. Sometimes we think, you know, they're that long run, but it's not a long run. It's a short run. It's just that short bridge that you needed to get you from one end to the next. And they really shared something with you and you shared something with them. And then the time is up. It's up.
It's funny that it's a phrase there for a reason or a season.
Yes.
And when you think about it, and I can even tell you that somebody was in my life for like 7 months, just, you know, really good friends, whatever, was there for a reason. And I know what the reason was. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you sit back and think about it, you know, your whole life, and I mean, everybody, think about the people that appeared and then maybe they're not there anymore. But why were they there? If you really go deep, you'll see. And I totally, you know, I don't want to go into detail, but it's crystal clear for me. And then now it's on, I guess it was a season. So onto a different direction, whatever that might be. Or people are in my life, so I can help them move forward. And then they might be gone.
You got to stop.
What'd you say?
You stopped. It was a pause in there. So I didn't hear the end of what you said. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny because I just got a notification that your internet connection is unstable, which makes no sense because I'm hardwired and maybe there's some freaky energy stuff going on here. Not kidding. And plus, not to mention, we're in a Mercury retrograde. So, but yeah, we're just talking about people that are in your life for a reason. And once you identify it and really think about it, you'll get it. I really believe that.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you still not getting me? Or not any?
No,
internet wise.
Again, but we're going to try to clear that energy. Yes. It's getting stronger, Steve. That's what it is. The energy is getting stronger. So it's starting to interfere.
How are we doing? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
This is one of the most amazing
podcasts
I think I've ever done. I don't even know. This is wild. And I really think that the energy here, there's something going on here. I really think, I'm not kidding, because I'm hardwired to the internet. There's no way the internet connection could be unstable unless there's energy floating around here. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if you can still hear me, but Trinace, it was a sheer pleasure talking with you and just experiencing. I don't know if you can hear me, but I want to tell everybody, awakenthehealing.com is her website. If you were moved by anything that just happened here, reach out and get some intuitive healing and move your life forward and even check out the book and the classes. Are you hearing me, Trinace? Am I still? Okay.
Yes. You made it back.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, that was wild. Do you have to close the connection? Like, do you close off? Like, shut it down?
No, never. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You phased out again. Ah. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Thank you, Steve. It's been such a pleasure to work with you. And I look forward to a future of working with you again.
Same here. And by the way, we hear everything you're saying crystal clear.
Okay.
Oh, you heard that. Fantastic. All right, Trinace. Love you. Appreciate you. And thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. All right.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.